I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. He did not win, but the candidate for the far-right Freedom Party in Austria's presidential election came very, very close. As of last night, the populist Freedom Party candidate was in the lead, barely. But since then, about 700,000 mail-in ballots have been counted, and it was the independent Green Party that came from behind and took the win. The Freedom Party candidate, Norbert Hofer, has accepted defeat. Melanie Sully is watching the numbers closely. She's head of Go Governance. That's an independent institute based in Vienna to promote democratic governance. So this was a close one, Melanie. What is your reaction?
Well, it was a very exciting election night, as you probably gathered. And there's a lot of relief, obviously, on one side and some disappointment on the other. The country is basically split into two kinds of camps, if you like, because these two candidates were so different. They had such a different conception of what the office of federal president would be, and also very, very different political views. So now the job is to try to actually get the country together, to unite, to heal, and to find some way in which both sides then can come together.
So how close did Norbert Hofer come to actually winning this?
I think there's about 30,000 votes difference between the two. That's in an electorate of about 6.5 million. So not that many, really.
So that means the concerns that Hofer raised during his campaign are still there because a lot of people voted for him. How does Hofer talk about refugees?
Well, he says, basically, you know, we will respect international law and this kind of thing. We won't turn anybody away who's in need. But there are so many people that came last year across the borders without any documentation, without registration, and people just didn't know who they were, where they came from, and in fact, not even knew whether they were genuine refugees. And Hofer was saying basically the external borders of the EU should be defended. Otherwise, Austria will have to defend its own borders and put up some kind of barrier.
So how would you distinguish the winner of this election, Alexander Van der Bellen, the Green Party leader and independent candidate? Would you say he and they are pro-refugee?
Well, yes. I mean, they were very open to refugees coming last year and very concerned that people should not be divided amongst themselves and that conflict could be kept to a minimum. And that obviously what you have to do is think about how to integrate people. You know, you can obviously invite people into your home, but you really have to make efforts to tell them exactly what they can do, what they can't do, and to prepare them for a life by giving them German courses or whatever, and making sure they will have some perspectives and outlook, and that they will be well integrated into the community. And I think that is easier in the towns, basically, than in some of the more rural areas.
What do you think the Austrian lesson is for the American presidential campaigns? And should the Democratic Party here be concerned?
Well, I think the message is not just for the US, but also other countries in Europe. And remember, we got a so-called Brexit referendum coming up in the UK, is that you really have to listen to the concerns of ordinary people. People voted for Hofer because they thought he was listening to them, not just talk all the time, but actually do something. And listening is also part of politics. Find out what their real concerns are and actually offer something positive. So without being populist, and that's really difficult, but nevertheless, try to make sure that people are on board and with you rather than racing ahead and just hoping they'll trail along.
Melanie Sully heads Go Governance. That's an independent institute based in Vienna to promote democratic governance. Thanks for your time, Melanie.
Okay, thank you.